Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the Misses.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those Trump haters.
Okay,
I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there.
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma, where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners. And I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay,
do you still love me?
Very much.
Okay. I don't know if you have,
very much my liberal, hot wife.
Hi.
Well, you're definitely a hot wife.
Wait, how do you say?
There's no doubt about that. You look incredible. I mean, that's my favorite part of the stupidest podcast introduction in America. But that's fine. But the fact that you like the hot wine.
You sounded
totally
like Barry Gosin, the stupidest, dumbest part of
Italy.
Where you're
that?
From.
Yeah, let's tell that story. So we're in Davos, Switzerland, and some very elegant and refined Italian gentleman from like Italy, citizen of Italy, asked me very politely, what part of Italy am I from, meaning my family. And my friend Barry Gosin, who I'm outing on this podcast right now, interjects, he's from the fucking stupidest, dumbest part of Italy.
Yeah.
And also the poorest. Right? It was
he said the poorest, dumbest, stupidest. It was funny. Anyway.
Well, you say it with such passion and conviction, babe. I mean, it's not necessary to say it with that level of, like, you know, pumped up ampedness.
It's just so funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Stupidest.
So go ahead. Tell me about your Iowa caucus evening. Did you follow it all? You're not even following it.
No, I mean... No, I am not following it because I feel like it's such a dumb, stupidest, outdatedest, antiquatedest thing. And I think, obviously, our voting situation in the whole entire country as it relates to every single election needs to change and needs to be streamlined, automated, so there's less room for human error. And we can send people to the moon. We can figure out how to tally numbers in an election. And I think it's crazy that this is an issue and a problem and they don't have the information because of people typing in the wrong numbers. If that's really what happened, I don't know. But so I just haven't followed it. I'm kind of over the election already and it's not even the election. And all I want to know at the end of the day is Mike Bloomberg the nominee?
Because you'll vote for Mike Bloomberg.
That's all I want to know because I'm going to vote for him.
All right, so there's a lot of these Democrats are on the TV just railing on him. They're calling him a rich oligarch. They're saying that he's buying the election. They're saying that he didn't create any level of African-American upward mobility in the city of New York. And they're saying that he's an out-of-touch plutocrat billionaire.
Democrats?
Yeah, talking head Democrats. On the
wow, they don't get it, huh? I guess they don't want to win.
I guess they don't want to win, right? Exactly. So, but articulate that they don't get it because you're not going to beat
if the object
the
or the
sociopath
end game
with a socialist, right?
Well, you're right. You're not going to beat him with a socialist, and the end game is to take him out no matter what. So, why bash the person that's on your side? I don't get it, but. that's what people do. I guess everyone's really opinionated. Yours truly included. So I guess they must speak their mind. But I find it to be humiliating that we can't figure out how to tally up votes, don't you?
Well, I mean, I think that's,
it's like so bureaucratic
issue,
and
but
dumb.
I also think there's a lot of different things that are going on at the same time. It looks like Biden cratered last night.
And how do we really know? How do we know if they don't know?
Well, it's hard to know. You're just getting inklings. At 5 o'clock, they're going to release half of the information, and then maybe we'll have a better idea. But I think Biden made a colossal mistake, and I'm interested in your take. Would he have been better served if he went to a press conference with his son and said, okay, yes, he did X, Y, and Z. Some of it he shouldn't have done, and here are the reasons why, and just said a mea culpa and an apology? Mm-hmm. By covering it up and shoveling on top of it and pretending it didn't happen and always answering the questions with consternation, don't you think that hurt him and made people think, okay, enough is enough? There's corruption on both sides. You know what I mean?
I think it would have worked for some people, but then I think others would have piled on and said, like, see, another corrupt. But, you know, I don't think you can ever please everybody. So you have to do what you're most comfortable with. And I guess he wasn't comfortable doing that. I don't know. But we were watching something over the weekend. I think you were in the shower. I had it on. I think it was MSNBC. Oh, it was Brit. No, it was. What's Brit Hume on? He's on Fox? Brit Hume?
Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fox.
So he was
Fox,
on,
Sunday Fox. Fox.
And he
Fox
was.
News Sunday on the network. Yep.
Yeah, and he was saying, which kind of resonated. Unfortunately, I shouldn't be saying this, but he said, you know, when Joe Biden goes to a rally or a whatever and he says the wrong city or town or state even, yeah, you know what that is? Yeah, that's being old and senile. And that's not good for someone who's running for president. And he said, you know how I know what that is? Because I'm old and senile and I do that. So which is totally true. I just think his sell by date is kind of
okay, but what about right? Trump is I don't know, he misstates almost every word that comes out of his mouth and can't put a full sentence together.
No,
so
I think he is too, but I'm just, my point is, I feel like Bloomberg seems to still be with it. I don't know if that's true because I haven't had a one-on-one conversation with him, but I just
no,
feel
he's definitely
like
with it.
Right. I mean, age is a number, that's one thing. We all know, like, you're 1,000 and you don't act like it. But so you're not really listening because you
that's
didn't
like
hear.
Fucking
okay, I was like, he's not
fucking
listening.
No, I'm on a little bit of a fucking delay. I mean, that's like fucking devastating. I'm 1,000.
I'm kidding.
And I don't act.
All
it.
I'm saying is age
shine
is a number.
Shade.
Yeah, shine shade on it. There's some people who are totally sharp till they die, but I think Bloomberg's probably pretty sharp. But we do need some like younger blood in here, you know? We saw Pete Buttigieg on Bill Maher the other night, and I thought he was like refreshing because, first of all, he can laugh at himself, which we've been missing mm-hmm. that for however long now, 3+ years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's young, and first of all, he's a military vet. I mean, that's like mm-hmm. he's the only one on the stage. I think, well, Tulsi Gabbard was, but she's not on the stage anymore. But mm-hmm. he's actually like different and cool. I think he would be pretty moderate. I don't get why people aren't backing him more.
Buttigieg!
Oh, God.
So the problem with Buttigieg is that people
he's too young
that are his age, yeah, they have no interest in the guy. And then somebody
I'm his age.
It's totally true. What's that?
I'm his age.
Okay.
I might
well,
be older than him. Except, I don't even...
I'm just going off of the polling data. You know, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of people his
age. Well, that's so interesting.
The...
So people, young people like Bernie Sanders, but they're not into Pete Buttigieg?
Isn't that the weirdest thing? So
maybe they have a grandfather complex.
They like the 80-year-old firebranding Bernie Sanders, but they have no interest in the kid that's their age. And then one of these kids rapped out that
you really are old. You're calling them kids.
Okay, well, whatever. He's one of the views. Let's see how they said it. Let me phrase it exactly right. They said that he is an older person's version of what a younger person should be.
Okay.
And that's why they like them.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm cracking up at this tweet you sent me.
What?
The Kansas City Chiefs planning their trip to the White House, and it has them going to the state of Washington. From Kansas.
Is he a complete moron or what? He thinks that Kansas City's actually in Kansas. Then he's got his lackey, this guy Matt Schlapp, who's like, I call him Soviet Schlapp because he's like part of the Soviet Union now. He's like defending Trump and saying, well, there is a portion of Kansas City in Kansas. Yeah, but not Arrowhead Stadium. And not where the Kansas City Chiefs live.
Yeah, but people are like, people constant, pick you apart and say like, constant. Oh, that's not a big deal. It's a trivial thing. It's really not a trivial thing that your president has no idea the geography of your country. That's probably not ideal.
But yeah, no, it's totally not ideal.
I think it's indicative of other issues with him. I don't think that's a trivial thing.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
I'm so over him.
So
I would just love to see him lose and just have no friends and just be lonely and Melania divorce him and everything.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people that feel that way about him. But, I mean, there's also, for some reason, his poll numbers today, he had the highest poll number in terms of his approval rating that he's had since he was in office. It was at 49% today. So what do you make of that?
I don't know. I don't go by polls, honestly. Polling information is so inaccurate. I don't pay attention to polls, to be honest. What I'd like to talk about more, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. is how annoying everybody is about the halftime show. Did you think it was scandalous? Do you think it was degrading to women?
Well, I not only do I not think it was degrading to women.
Can anybody have fun anymore? Did people used to watch Elvis and complain that he was shaking his hips?
Did anybody see last year's halftime show? Deirdre Scaramucci did. Because when Adam Levine ripped his shirt off, she was going, I almost threw up in my mouth. Okay, so, I mean, the guy's showing pecs and, like, zero body fat buys and so forth.
Oh, my God.
Nobody said anything.
What a hater you are.
I love boobs.
I was at least, like, I have to hate on
Bradley Cooper now. We're flying around and you're telling some woman in the plane that how hot Bradley Cooper is.
I mean, that's not a news flash or anything. That's not like
breaking news. I mean, I got to call him like Bradley Poop Shoot now. He goes in there with Channing Scrotum and Neil Lackey and Bradley Poop Shoot. But that's fine.
No underwear, no thong.
I'm just saying the guy is ripping his shirt off. My wife is screaming for joy. I don't see any of these evangelicals like... Why are you laughing?
Fingered it.
You weren't screaming for joy?
No, I was. But I also have a tendency to drink a lot of alcohol on Super Bowls.
In the meantime, those two booties were shaking, like almost creating an earthquake in Miami. And I was like, I had my head down, so I wasn't going to get smacked by you for staring at their Latino booty, but that's fine. These evangelical freaks are like staring at them.
Oh, I don't care if you look at their, like, that's fine with me.
No, I could care less. I'm just making
I like to look at it. It's interesting to me, so I'm assuming it is to you too. I just want to know. I'm more in tone, like tune with like figuring out how many squats they do so I could achieve that. You're trying to figure out how you could tap that.
This nose makes me very horny.
Get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being is that, like, I mean, these guys, like the Reverend, what's the guy's
Darrell
name?
Darrell Scott.
Yeah, that's not a loser. But I'm talking about the Reverend whose father died, Billy Graham, Franklin Graham.
That's the guy.
Franklin mm-hmm. Graham. He, like, loves Trump, who's grabbing him by the pussy, is married 3 times. Is paying porn
stars. By the way,
stars,
Melania
like
Trump
of dollars.
Has millions of nude pictures of herself. If you really look online, there's a gazillion right. nude shots of her. She's
right.
the first
so
lady.
It's the height.
It's so stupid.
It's the height of hypocrisy, right?
You're like,
you can't even get more hypocritical than that. Am I wrong?
I think it's outrageous. And your girl was shaking it in her box. I saw some shots of her. So apparently she has nothing wrong I mean, she's a fake Christian, but I guess she didn't find anything wrong with it. So anyway, so what else? Supposedly there was kids in cages on the stage. I didn't see that. I mean, those weren't cages. They more look like the pumpkin thing from like Cinderella at Midnight.
No, yeah, but also they were saying that there was a stripper bar when she was climbing on the Empire State Building.
No, not the Empire State Building. There was a whole like 5 minute pole dance, but I guess she was like, "Listen, I learned this skill doing the Hustlers movie. I'm going to use it in my halftime show."
Okay, well, I didn't see that big of a deal. What about Beyonce and Jay-Z sitting during the national anthem? Do you really care?
Do I care? A little bit, yeah, I do, actually. I think it's just rude and disrespectful to the country, to the armed services, and to everybody who's died for the country. I just think it's a little bit disrespectful because you make $20 gazillion. You wouldn't be who you are if you lived in a different country. Just like that's how I get pissed at Colin Kaepernick, too. I understand all of the issues with this country, trust me, and I know I probably have no business saying it because I'm like Miss White Bread and stuff like that, but I'm pretty down to earth, and I think I get the conflicts, I get the issues and all of the problems that have occurred in the past. But this day and age, I think, who are you kidding? You think you could go live in another country and make $1 billion singing rap songs? Not happening.
Well, I think it's well said, but I also, what about the president? Did you see him? He's like pointing at people, didn't hold himself to attention. He's criticizing Colin Kaepernick and people like Jay-Z.
Well, he's a buffoon.
He's like mumbling to himself like a deranged lunatic during the national anthem. So what do you think of that? That's okay?
No, I think he's a moron. That's what I think. But yeah, that's not news or anything.
No, I know, but I'm just saying to me, I just think it's ridiculous. So, all right, I don't understand why they let him, why do they let him consistently and completely off the hook in every way, shape, and form?
Who's they? There's a whole demographic that nobody does, that doesn't let a thing go, even if he sneezes wrong. And then there's a whole group of people that overlooks every single thing.
Okay, so why do they do that?
Because he's appealing to their inner animal, which is not one of a very high intelligence, you know? It's more of a based on emotion and feelings. Right, you know, he pretends that he's making us all safer. Meanwhile, he's not. He's getting us into World War III. He pretends that the economy is amazing and it's all because of him. Well, it's also going to crash at some point because of him. And
you get too much debt in the
well, that's the thing. We're in $1 trillion of debt, but he's like telling us it's an amazing economy. It's all borrowed money. Is someone ringing your doorbell?
Yes, someone's ringing my doorbell. Yeah, go ahead.
That could get interesting. Let's see who it is.
Let's see.
Good evening.
You got Vic. What do you have there?
Oh, did you order
food? You're the best. Come on in. All right. So, what do you think I ordered here at this place? Go ahead.
I think you ordered like a salad.
I'm gonna give you a guess. Okay, what do I usually get? What do they usually bring me at the Beverly Hills Hotel that I love and you absolutely hate?
Caviar.
Correct.
You're on a caviar kick. You're gonna turn into like a fish egg.
What are you talking about? It's like they're very healthy. They're like low fat and they're delicious.
It's disgusting. No? It's literally like eating a blister.
What is the skin product that I use?
Okay, oh God, wherever you're walking around your huge hotel room, we're losing you.
The price was in British pounds, though. I'm like dying over here. I didn't realize it was this expensive.
Okay, can you go back to the base of the phone?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going back to the base of the phone. I just had to pay the guy. Okay, so go ahead. I'm listening.
Dragging their testicles on the floor.
I'm kicking you off this podcast. You're never in the studio, and now we have to listen to you get room service delivery. Like, come on.
Starving. Ugh. I'm starving. It's at 9 o'clock at night. I'm starving.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so go ahead. I'm listening.
So, I have a cold. One of our kids has a cold. What's the deal with coronavirus over there in London?
Anything? Well, I don't know. The John Darcy, my colleague, is out cold in his room. That's why I have to order the food. But I don't know what he's doing.
What does that have to do with anything?
Hopefully. Well, I mean, the driver that we're with was like, this guy's got the coronavirus. He was like putting on a mask while we were in the car together. Thought it was
Stop.
Pretty funny. All right, well, I exaggerated that a little bit, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, my God.
So, my love, what does sex, food, and money have in common?
I think they all appeal to a certain, like, station in your brain, a certain lobe in your brain, you know? It's all that kind of, like, satisfaction.
No collusion.
What is the name of the lobe? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a neurosurgeon, but or a psychologist. But I think it's, like, your cerebral cortex or something. I forget. Oh, no, your basal ganglia. Basal ganglia.
Okay.
So basically, that's like Pavlovian response. You know what I mean? Like people get excited by food, sex, and money.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about sex at some point.
Food and sex, I totally get. How is money connected into those things? Like when you see money, you get horny from the money?
Not me, but I guess...
Okay, yeah, I don't get horny from the money.
There's some people...
Food, I definitely...
That start to, like get very excited. No, I mean, that's not true. Like, I remember always when I was working, like, around comp time when my boss used to call me in and give me my bonus, I was always, like, very excited about that because it was, like, extra money that I could use to help my parents or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Okay, but I mean, you didn't turn like a vibrator on or something like that when you got the money in your hand, did you?
No, but obviously there's something that
fingered
is
it
correlated because people do terrible things for money. And people do, the root of all evil is like sex and money. That's what ruins all marriages. And maybe food if the person can't stop eating it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's all kind of the same thing. Don't you think everything bad that happens to somebody is related to having sex with somebody they shouldn't have? Or, like, Bernie Madoff is in jail because he had that feeling about money, no?
Yeah, no, I guess it definitely can make you do illegal things. I guess, you know, thankfully, I would say this about both of us. I think we were raised in a certain way where, you know, you have enough money, you're grateful, but you don't have to be a pig about it. You know, I don't know. Is that don't you think?
Yeah, but there's something in our brains and our makeup that is very, what's it called, primordial, I guess, about things that, I don't know, people find it to be enticing. I guess it wields power, which is also like an aphrodisiac for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Like, you know, we go to these sporting events. People are going to hate me, but, you know, you see like a really smart nerd that I won't mention any names, but anyway, total dweeb, you know, that they're like 60 plus, and then they're like with this chick who's like 1,000 times skinnier than me. Not that I'm skinny, you know, hair down to her booty, and she's like, her boobs are out, and she's like shaking it. Like, we really think she likes him because he's like her soulmate. You know what I mean?
Money. Were you trying to say now that there was collusion?
Yeah. Money brings, you know, things to people that they wouldn't normally have, I think.
So, okay. I mean, I agree with all that, but I think that I totally get the food with the element of the brain. I guess it must just include all elements of the reward area of the brain. That's why. But I think for me, money is in a different area than food and sex. But that's just me. Could be an Italian thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It might not be in the same exact part of the brain, but it's in the region.
Okay, so let me ask you this question while I got you on the phone.
Mm.
What are we doing differently in our lives related to the coronavirus? Anything?
No, there's really nothing you can do. Well, you're not doing anything differently. All you're doing is deciding to travel everywhere instead of staying home while it's in full blast.
Well, no, I'm not deciding to travel. Unfortunately, those schedules get booked 3-4 weeks in advance. Some of them are speaking appearances, you know, and you know, I'm getting got to speak at a university tomorrow, and I don't know, they're very hard things to cancel. You know, mm-hmm. There's also speakers honorariums involved and stuff, so. I don't know how I was going to get out of it, but everyone and their mother had a mask on today in the plane. So,
really?
Turned to John and said, "Yeah, everybody."
Yeah, because also
we don't need masks because everyone else is wearing them.
Oh, that's true. Well, he didn't end well. It didn't end well for him.
No.
Well, the problem is also is like we know that coronavirus aside, people fly when they're sick with the flu, with the stomach flu, with whatever,
right.
And
right.
So that's basically. Just how everyone rolls now, and with all this international
right.
travel, a lot of countries don't have the same kind of rules as we do, so they eat like poisonous and disgusting snakes who are sick, and then they come here.
No,
This is perfect for Trump, though. He might have invented the coronavirus, because now he could tell everybody.
Tell me why.
Because he loves to play up xenophobia, so this is like this is just hitting that nerve center like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, the Chinese are super upset with us. They're saying that we've blown the thing out of proportion and we've racially charged.
They have like 80,000 people dead or something. How is that blowing it out of proportion?
No, I mean, look, who can believe anything? That's the problem with the Chinese and the media and everything. You get, I don't know, the woman said there were 90,000 cases. The Chinese are saying there are 20,000. Chinese are saying that 600 people died.
I'm sorry, are we keeping you up?
No.
Hi, Mooch.
They're saying that 600 people died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not. You know? And then the other problem is that it's airborne and you don't express any symptoms for 14 days. So that's a real problem.
Right. That's like with most things. You know what I mean? You're just chilling and then all of a sudden you're on like the floor of the bathroom. You know what I mean?
So I mean, but there's nothing you can do about it, right? So you haven't changed anything related to the kids or anything like that, right?
No, I just told them that literally, not that they understand, and Nick understands, but James doesn't, but I say, like, see, this is why it's really important to wash your hands and not pick boogers and eat them, not suck your thumb, you know, because it just will increase your chances of becoming sick with anything, not just a coronavirus, but... I guess they talk about it in school. I was like thinking about it to myself today. I don't think when we had things like this go on when I was in kindergarten, my teacher wasn't telling me, like, did you hear Nicholas last night? He's like, scientists are working very hard to come up with a cure for the coronavirus. It's a very
serious...
No,
I was impressed with that.
Yeah, he was like Miss Bill Nye, the science guy. Nerd.
Yeah, no, I was impressed because he actually is paying attention. The problem with Nick...
Yeah, because he's neurotic. He doesn't want coronavirus.
Yeah, but the parental warning, they listen to everything. I mean, Nick absorbs everything that you say, you know? So he knows everything. He's like a know-it-all.
He really is. He's a jerk like that, right? Oh my God. Yesterday he said to me, so what happened? You swam in, on your downtime from the Super Bowl or what? I said, no,
yeah,
I didn't
go swimming. He was trying to figure out if we entered the pool at any time. Is he unbelievable? Or
yeah.
What?
And then he says, well, next year I'm going.
Too funny.
I said, well, I tried to play like I didn't know where it was next year. And I said, I don't even know. It could be in a very cold place next year. He might not even want to go.
We could bring him. So are you going to listen to the State of the Union at all, or you're shut? You got to
no. I'm going
chance.
Out with my friends.
Okay, good for you. Yeah, no, I'll be like in deep REM, but I think
the State of your Union
just,
will be.
Yeah. Well,
dead
I'll,
to the world.
There's definitely no collusion, but there'll be lots of sleeping.
Blown.
All right.
What?
All right, babe. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to end this on a good note.
So
when's
the,
on
like,
a good note?
When's the next time you'll be in the building?
On the 13th.
All right. So let me ask you something. Just a prediction, and we could talk about this next week. Do you think Trump will address the impeachment during the State of the Union tonight or what?
So everyone's told him not to, so I think he will, because he can't help himself.
Good answer. Oh, right? All right. That's a good answer, Mooch. You're very witty.
So let's see what happens.
Okay, go get some sleep. Pencil us in for the 13th. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday. We won't see you next Tuesday, but we'll talk to you. All right?
See you next Tuesday. All right, love you, babe.
Love you, too. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.